It's 9 a.m. when I see Donna's Prius pull to the curb in front of Ted's house.
You look a mite perkier than the last time I saw you.
Donna lifts an eyebrow.
Finally get a good night's sleep? Or are you bright and bushy-tailed due to other nocturnal activities?
Sleep. I think I fell asleep a second after my head hit the pillow. Slept from 9 p.m. until 8 a.m. Heaven.
Glad to hear it. You certainly had enough late-night drama. What with Grant out kayaking, witnessing the marsh explosion, and getting shot at. It was Bubba's boat, right?
I'm not free to share investigation details. Instead, I assure Donna the authorities are making progress, and she needn't fret about Deputy Do-Wrong throwing up investigative roadblocks.
Glad to hear it, Donna says. Now, tell me why you wanted to join me on a round-trip drive to Hilton Head's airport. We'll see more traffic than scenery, and I doubt the joy my company brings is adequate incentive. That means you plan to pester Aaron for the lowdown on Dr. Holder. The poor man's in mourning over his older brother's senseless death. Really not a good time to be interrogated. I promise I'll back off if it appears the conversation's upsetting him. For most of our 45-minute drive, Donna and I share fond memories of Steph. Aaron is Steph's closest relative and shoulders all the responsibilities that death sets in motion. Aaron has already arranged for Steph's remains to be cremated following the autopsy. Donna adds a memorial will be postponed until fall.
That'll give the far-flung family a chance to gather.
Flights are packed, and most low-country accommodations are booked. I share an offer from our mutual friend, Kay Barrett, for Steph's family to stay at her B&B free of charge.